Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
What are you doing this Lent? The St. Paul Center is streaming their newest video Bible study for free, starting Ash Wednesday. Based on Scott Hahn's renowned covenantal theology, this is a study no one should miss. Invite your friends, Catholic or not. Don't miss your chance to see this premium study for free. Go to stpaulcenter.com to sign up today. With CMF Curo, you don't have to compromise your faith to get great health care. Finally, there is a pro-life option that respects and engages your Catholic faith with a community that supports you in living health care fully alive. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast.
Let's be honest, you need some new socks. We all need new socks. Like, all the socks that I own have like holes in them and then they mismatch. You need to go to fortecatholic.com/socks, S-O-C-K-S, and you can get all of the amazing Catholic socks from Sock Religious. You can also get a nice little 15% off. You can find out how to do that, fortecatholic.com/socks. I am currently wearing my St. Michael socks. They are fantastic, and they make me much cooler than I actually am. If you too have the desire to be cool, you can get there with Sock Religious. fortecatholic.com/socks. Well, hello there. This is a bonus episode of the Forte Catholic Podcast. All around Valentine's Day, we got into this thing on Twitter. Check it out, at Taylor Schroll. If you're listening to this right now, it's probably the last thing I tweeted. It's this poll about whether or not single people want their married or serious relationship friends at Galentine's Day. That's where we start. I am on one side of the discussion. Our guest today, Katie Prejean McGrady, is on the other side of the discussion. We have a fun conversation about that, and then we get into some advice for dating and for being married and all those kinds of things. This is a fun conversation just to be silly around Valentine's Day. I hope that you are having a good day. Enjoy this fun conversation with the one and the only Katie Prejean McGrady. Alrighty, welcome into this special edition of Forte Catholic on Valentine's Day. This was not part of the plan. Taylor was out of town in Vermont the week that we recorded this week's show. I did not think about Valentine's Day. And then something happened last night, the eve of St. Valentine's Feast Day, that I just have to tell you about. And we brought in the expert on the topic. The topic today is Galentine's Day and my feelings on it. And the feelings on this topic are 50-50 on the internet right now. I put out a poll that I will explain to you. But first, I have to bring in to you the one, the only, Katie Prejean McGrady, the queen on Twitter of all things Parks and Rec, The Office, and your other favorite comedy sitcoms, whatever you want to call them. Katie, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. I'm coming off of a pretty crazy Galentine's Day. So I went on a bender in an airport last night, and here I am.
Okay, I think you're going to want to explain that to the people.
I'll explain that, yeah. So I was flying to Baltimore yesterday, well, Washington, D.C., and then driving over to Baltimore, which is like an hour, and there was a fire in DFW. And so everything was on a ground stop. So it was just kind of one of those crazy days where I thought I was going to have a nice leisurely trip through the airport. And it ended up being like a 13 and a half hour travel day by the time I got to my hotel. So I did not get to properly celebrate Galentine's Day other than going to Chick-fil-A and treating myself to some nuggets because I was lonely and sad in an airport.
Treat yourself in a lonely and sad airport.
I live my life according to the catechism of the Catholic Church and the gospel of Parks and Rec. I hope that's not heretical to say, and I don't lose any followers.
It's okay. You're on Forte Catholic. No one cares. So, you're all right. So here's, let me set this up and I'll tell the people where you came in on this. So I was teaching at RCIA last night, of all places, and we took a little break from the regular RCIA curriculum, and we talked about dating and relationships with these young people who have, most of which have never been to church before. Obviously, it's Valentine's week, or the week of Valentine's, so we took a little break, talked to them about that. As we're leaving, the young lady who is running the RCIA program told me that she was going to host her Galentine's for a lot of her friends, a lot of our staff on Ablaze Ministries, which is actually where I'm recording right now. So if this sounds any different, it's because I'm using the Ministry Leaders Anonymous podcast setup and I have no idea what I'm doing. So, but anyway, she's hosting this party and she's the only one out of all of her friends in a serious relationship. And she, you know, she's like, okay, we're just getting all the ladies together to celebrate all. And I was like, you hosting, I think, is the cruelest thing you've ever done. And this lady is one of the sweetest, nicest, holiest people I've ever met in my life. And I was like, this might be it. This might be the reason Jesus came to die for you. Like, this might be the worst thing you've ever done. Just kind of like, oh yeah, I'm in a relationship, but I'm going to go celebrate with all these people who desperately want to be in a relationship. So what are your feelings on the matter, Katie?
Well, I think the premise is maybe a little wrong, right? Like, I don't necessarily know that single people want married people or dating people's advice on Valentine's Day. Perhaps that does come across as condescending, but who are we to assume that a single person wants to be in a relationship? Like, I celebrated plenty of Valentine's Days single where I was just like, I don't need no man, for lack of a better way to put it.
Because I Hello, Tommy. How are you?
Yeah, I mean, I love my husband, and he sent me flowers the other day, and we ate our chocolate, and we exchanged gifts, married love. We gave each other socks, which was great.
I thought that was going in a different direction, and I was about to edit it out.
But I gave him a pair of prison Mike socks from the office, and he gave me a pair of socks that said, if you can read this, bring me wine, which is very appropriate. But like, I think what often happens in our secularized culture is that we assume that everybody on Valentine's Day wants some, like, a significant other, as opposed to, like, Valentine's Day is honestly, like, if we really think about it, like, St. Valentine was a martyr for the faith, and not to go, like, overly Catholic, but I think it's wrong for us to assume that any single person would want what a married person or a dating person has. And the premise of Galentine's Day is not so much Leslie Knope doling out dating advice, though in the first episode where we see the celebration of Galentine's Day, she is dating someone, Justin, who's kind of, we find out in this episode, a little bit of a jerk who, like, collects people and tries to go on all these crazy adventures so that he can have, like, crazy stories to tell, does try to reunite Leslie's mom with, like, a long-lost love, and that guy ends up being kind of a kook. But, like, the premise of Galentine's Day, the whole entrance into the show is that it's a day for lady friends celebrating lady friends. So it's just a day of female sisterhood and friendship. I mean, to be quite honestly, you know who should have the lock on Galentine's Day in the Catholic world? The Blessed Is She people. Like, the Blessed Is She ladies should totally own the brand that is Galentine's Day, which I think they kind of already do because of all the Blessed Is She sisterhood stuff that's all over there. But I wonder if your friend was, and maybe she can speak for herself, but, like, was she trying to get her single friends together to give them dating advice? Or was she just gathering her single friends together because she knew they didn't really have anything else to do with other people on Valentine's Day?
Oh, her intentions were completely pure. I wasn't worried about her intentions. I was worried about
their perceptions. Yeah.
Yeah, the perceptions. So, like, yeah, you and her are on the same page. And, like, the votes are in. I put out a poll on this, and the votes are 50-50. This has actually been quite a blast seeing people's opinions on this. But the fact that you are on her side has absolutely made her day today. I've been kind of keeping her updated, and I text you, I'm like, you know, half the people are against you, but Katie Prejean McGrady's with you, so you got something there going.
Yeah, well, and I think back to, like, I think my worst Valentine's Day was when I lived in Chicago, and I was, like, painfully, woefully single, like, no prospects whatsoever, was on Catholic Match and was thoroughly creeped out by every guy in my area. And, like, you know, sat in my apartment alone and ordered a pizza and watched a movie and, like, felt like, woe is me. And then I think my best Valentine's Day wasn't even with Tommy, but was when I moved back to Lake Charles And my mom and I went, we got our nails done, and then we went to go see a movie, and then we went to one of our favorite restaurants. And it was just like, it was a Galentine's Day on Valentine's Day. Like, it was just a day of being with another person. And I think what's happened with Valentine's Day is, like, we've turned it into this, almost like this forced affection. And honestly, like, flowers on Valentine's Day for my husband, while they're sweet, I much prefer if he would just bring me flowers on, like, a random Monday afternoon when he gets home from work to show me that he was thinking about me. So, like, I feel like Galentine's Day is actually a way to kind of reclaim the holiday from itself and be like, before we get into all this forced, mushy affection, let's have a day for just pure female friendship of supporting one another. Event. I mean, there's one whole episode around Galentine's Day where, like, Leslie, she tries to find Anne love, and like they do a Galentine's Day celebration. And then in the process of it, she does try to find Anne like a relationship, and she ends up failing miserably and realizes like, oh my gosh, Anne doesn't need a man. Like, Anne is good for Anne. So like, you know, maybe that's reading way too much into an NBC sitcom, but I think Galentine's Day is a beautiful thing, and I think we can learn a lot from it.
So, okay. So I think where the clarity is starting to come in and where people are on these two sides has been interesting. It's like some people think of Galentine's Day. And this is a new thing. This all started in 2010.
That yeah, was when it's the, not the that first old. Episode yeah.
came out. So we're only 9 years into this. So we're all still learning. So a lot of people see it. And this is how I saw it. Like I'm just starting in the last 24 hours seeing this other side of it. I always thought it was kind of like the women getting together who didn't want to be alone on Valentine's Day. Like, I know dudes do this too. Like, I remember doing that in college. Like, me and all my friends who were all losers and didn't have girlfriends went and hung out at Buffalo Wild Wings and ate, drank, and watched sports. So like, kind of that idea. Like, we don't want to be alone on Valentine's Day, so let's all spend some time together.
Sure.
Now, there is this other side that, you know, that you're, I think that you're representing and that she is thinking of, where it's like, let's just get all women together. Let's just celebrate friendship, married, single, whatever. And I think that's where this confusion is. And so, like, my question wasn't who is welcome. My question was like two ladies. Like, I have a very important question. A friend of mine's hosting a serious relationship, or in a serious relationship, is hosting Galentine's Day for her single friends. She thinks it's just hanging out. I think it's cruel. So the question was, do single people want dating or married people at Galentine's? And right now, it is almost exactly at 50-50 in the Twitter and Instagram polls. So
I don't think I voted. I'm going to go vote and try to sway the vote. Yes. Yes. They want us there. 50-50. Oh, it's still 50-50. Maybe, like, I think a lot of it depends on the attitude of the married or dating person. Like, are you rubbing in a single person's face, I have somebody sending me flowers? Like, we get a little bit of that in The Office during one of the Valentine's Day episodes when Phyllis gets present after present and nobody else in the office really gets anything. Nobody wants that. But if you have the person who's like, yeah, you know, we're celebrating this holiday and you know, it's a show of love. But like, if married people or dating people are not afraid to maybe invite their single friends over to like a big dinner, or let's do a game night, or let's like all watch a movie together, or like maybe that's the perfect opportunity for you to introduce a single friend to another single friend. I think we Catholics are sleeping on the fact that a lot of us know really great single people that we should connect with other great single people. And I'm not just talking like online dating. I'm talking like setting people up. Like, I think that's something that we need to kind of own in the Catholic world a little better. And again, that could be just reading into it way too much, but I love Galentine's Day. I love Valentine's Day, even though I spent it completely alone in a hotel in Baltimore. But I love it, and I think it's worth celebrating.
You got Chick-fil-A, though. So
I did.
Mean, you know.
I did get Chick-fil-A, and that was my moment of experiencing love. Chick-fil-A always makes me sick, so like it's kind of like one of those self-induced, like, I know this is going to cause me pain later, but I'm still going to eat it because it's so good. But it always makes my gallbladder flare up. So it's like it's a decision. It's a choice. I choose, just like love is a choice, I choose the Chick-fil-A.
See, I've never heard Chick-fil-A used in an analogy for sin, but that was perfect.
Oh, I think so. Like, oh, yeah. I choose it even though it's going to hurt me. I feel like I'm supporting a good company, though, so it evens out in the wash.
Jesus chicken. It's your sacrifice that you're...
It's like the
self-flagellation. You're putting this on yourself. You know,
it's my pleasure.
Suffering.
It's my pleasure to eat it.
It's my pleasure. Oh, my God. I used to work at Chick-fil-A. So here's what I want to do in our last few minutes. I want to go into the Katie Prejean McGrady advice corner.
Oh,
so we're going to get advice for all the different people in this situation.
Okay.
So first, what is your advice to single women around Valentine's and Galentine's days?
So on the one hand, don't feel like a loser because you're single. That'd be like the first like mental piece of advice. And secondly, don't get desperate and then end up settling with a schmuck just because you want to have a date on Valentine's. If you're not at the restaurant on Valentine's Day, if you're not going out to the movies, if you're not posting anything on Instagram, I guarantee nobody's sitting around thinking, oh my gosh, Sally is single. Like nobody's thinking that. Nobody is in somebody else's mind that much. So like, don't allow yourself to believe that other people are judging you because you're single on Valentine's Day. You are probably the person judging yourself the most. And so I think the best way for single women to kind of combat that feeling of maybe worthlessness or those excessive feelings of loneliness would be to surround yourself with really great friends. And maybe those friends are people who are married and who are dating. Like I know, like Tommy and I would have been happy if a couple of our single friends in town that we knew were maybe lonely on Valentine's Day, we would have been happy to have them over to watch him. We watched Jim Gaffigan and ordered food. Like we would have been happy to have them join us because we take it pretty chill. But like, you know, don't be afraid to be vulnerable with those friends of yours that are maybe in the state of life that you feel called to and say like, look, like I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be lonely. You know, do you think you could maybe adopt me? And but do so with a spirit of like, I want to be in community with other people. It's not just a, like I'm desperate to be with other people, if that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. And there at the end, you started answering my next question, which was the advice for the married people. And
yeah.
I think you've already shared your answer. And that's one of the things that I love about being married is that like single people that, you know, around my age tend to trust me because it's like I got out, you know, like they're like people who want to get married. Right. It's like, how did you do it? You know,
yeah.
But it's like, but like, I know I had a lot of great examples and I had a lot of not so great examples of what good holy marriages looked like.
Yeah.
So I think for people who are young couples or who are single people that are looking for that, it's great for us married folks to hang out with them. All right.
Absolutely.
So we got the women. So now from you, I want you to give some advice to the dudes. First, let's go backwards. Let's do the married serious relationship guys. What do women want? That's a movie, I think. You can't read minds. But what do women want on around Valentine's Day from their dudes?
So honestly, it's a thoughtfulness thing. Like even the woman that swears off Valentine's Day and says, "Oh my gosh, Valentine's Day is so stupid and it's all fabricated and Hallmark made this happen," right? Like even that woman still kind of wants a little bit of thoughtfulness. And that gesture looks differently for every woman. So like a guy needs to know his lady's love language, for lack of a better way to put it. Like needs to know, like, does she care about quality time? Does she care about gifts? Does she care about acts of service? And give her something within that language of love that she receives love well from. And it can be small. Like I joked, you know, Tommy gave me socks, but like they're funny socks. They're super warm. I love wearing socks in the house because we're a no shoes in the house family. So like it was actually a really thoughtful gift and it only cost him $10, but like it still was something I knew he put some thought into and vice versa. He knew that, you know, I knew that he loved Prison Mike and that's his favorite Michael Scott character. So that's what I got him. So like it's a thoughtfulness thing. The other thing is that guys that act like they don't want anything on Valentine's Day, like, oh no, that's stupid. Like all that sends to a woman is like a signal of like maybe you're not emotionally available. And I know that maybe this is a little deeper than you wanted to go, but like guys, it's okay to get excited about silly stuff. It's okay to get excited about a thoughtful gift that is given to you. You don't have to act like Mr. Tough Guy, you know, like I'm the alpha male that like I don't need anything and I don't need any affection. It's okay for you to put some thoughtfulness in and also for you to be excited when a lady puts some thoughtfulness into a gift or a date with you. And so like being able to show those actual excitements and emotions is a really good thing. And women are attracted to that. Women are attracted to men that are invested and that show that excitement and that joy.
Well, I'm glad I talked to you before I went home today because now I'm going to change my route home and my plans on getting home to go do something very thoughtful.
Yeah.
And she won't hear this until like 2 weeks later, so she won't know that it was you.
That's totally fine. So I'll tell you one of the most thoughtful things Tommy ever did for me. It was on my birthday. I was traveling up to Notre Dame for Notre Dame Vision. And when I got to my hotel, he had gotten two of our friends who were there for the conference as well to leave candy for me in my hotel room. and like had them write like a note, like, you know, we miss you at home. We hope you have a great birthday night, you know, love. And it was just like, it was a gesture that I wasn't expecting. So it's a sweet little surprise. And it took very little effort on his part, but like made me feel really cared for. And guys listening, like women, maybe they don't respond right away, or maybe they have like really, like I have a terrible poker face. So like I'm not a good reactor to things, but like I guarantee that it touches their heart.
All right, last question. I know you got to go. First of all, before we head out here, I want to thank you for spending some time with us. I know that you are in the middle of emceeing this huge conference, so thanks for taking some time out to help in this debate around Galentine's Day. So, last thing for single guys, young single guys that are looking to get married one day, your final advice for them:
Be bold, make your intentions known, don't be a creep. But make your intentions known, and be the kind of guy that if you were to have daughters someday, you would want them to bring a guy like you home. And I know that sounds like really forward thinking, but like you want to be respectful, you want to be charitable, you want to be kind, and you want to take the lead on some things. And that's not like an anti-feminist thing. Like obviously women could ask men out too, and they can help pay the bill, but like, it's okay to make a move. It's okay to ask a young woman out. It's not okay to just sit around and stalk her on the internet all day long and like imagine doing it. Like you have to be forward at a certain point and take, you know, take the bull by the horns and say like, I'm attracted to you. I think you're lovely. I think you're funny. I think you're smart. I think you're kind. And I'd really like to get to know you better. And I'd love to take you out for a cup of coffee. Like, there you go. There's your script, gentlemen. I just gave it to you. And that's a script that came from my husband who asked me out via Facebook. And now we're married with a child. So like, you can do it through a Facebook message or through an Instagram message or through a Twitter message. Now, if she says, you know, I'm not really interested right now, or, you know, like, well, maybe if we're ever in the same place, like take a hint. Don't like pursue something that you're clearly getting like red flags and signals from. But at the same time, like, if you really are interested in a woman, it's okay to tell them, and it's okay to express that interest and to be forward in asking them out and to make your intentions known.
Well, I'm glad we did this because it gave me my new favorite Katie Prejean McGrady quote. I can just see it on an Instagram post already with some kind of like cool background.
Oh, gosh.
And just the words on it that says, dudes, don't be a creep, be bold. Katie Prejean.
There you go. There you go. That'll be the name of my next book.
Yeah. Oh, geez, Louise. Yeah, I can't write. That's why I do this whole audio thing. I'll let you keep doing that. Well, hey, I know you got to go. Thank you so much for coming on today for this little bonus episode all around Valentine's Day, Galentine's Day. You gave some clarity. I don't know if you fully swayed me, but I did learn a little bit more today. Thank you so much for coming on.
As long as you get your wife flowers, that's a win in my book.
Exactly. You helped me out. That's really what this was all about.
That's what matters.
We'll have to have you on again some other time on a full show. This was so much fun. Thanks so much. God bless you, your family, and your ministry. And I hope the rest of the conference goes well.
Thank you.
Man, that was silly and fun, and the guest was informative. If that's not what Forte Catholic is about, then I don't know what is. So, hey, I want you guys to go check out Katie's stuff. Go to Katie Prejean, Prejean.com to see everything she's doing. She is, if she's not the best and most sought after, she's one of the best and most sought after female Catholic speakers and just Catholic speakers in general in the entire United States of America. She is phenomenal. I've been so blessed by her ministry. Go check her out. She also has a podcast, too, called The Electric Waffle that she does with her husband that she mentioned in the show. It's so much fun. I'm more than a few episodes in, and I really, really enjoy it. They do like audio drops better than anybody else in Catholic podcasting. Go check her out. And for all things Forte Catholic, head to ForteCatholic.com. God bless you guys. Say it! What's up? It's Taylor. I'm here to talk to you about one of my partners over at Catholic Bomb Co. I've got to hang out with them a few times over the last couple of months at all these conferences that we've been going to. Their stuff is flying off the shelves at all these conferences, and you can get yours too. Head on over to ForteCatholic.com/beard, B-E-A-R-D. You can get all kinds of stuff. I've got their beard balm. Beard Balm, not Beer Balm. That's a cool thing. We should try that next. I got to smell all the new scents whenever I was at their booth at Seek. The stuff is phenomenal. I got to, my lips were chapped like crazy. I got lipstick. I did not get lipstick. I got chapstick. Made my lips feel better. The stuff is phenomenal. You can get lotion for the ladies. You can get beard balm and comb and brush for the dudes. I'm getting a new brush here. Just ordered it today. Go check it out. ForteCatholic.com/beard. You can get 11% off your first order. But here's the deal. If you've already ordered, you can still get that 11% off. Just use your spouse's email. Use your friend's email. Use your mom's email. As long as it's a real email account, I got permission from these guys. They said you can use it. You'll still get the discount. ForteCatholic.com/beard.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.
CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast. That's mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast.